Welcome to the UUFCC Weekly Update for March 15th, 2024. If you want to use the Universal Zoom link, there is a button to push for that. If you have a Sunday announcement or something for the Book of Life, email bookoflife@uufcc.org no later than 6 p.m. on Saturday night. The weekly update includes all the links for the following week. You may also find the links on the UUFCC calendar, which is available from the UUFCC.org homepage. If you go to the calendar, you may click on an event, and it will give you information about accessing the event. Events that are in person at UUFCC will have a turquoise circle on the calendar. In-person events in the following schedule will have a turquoise font. Events which are by outside groups renting space at UUFCC are denoted by a green font. If your meeting is scheduled for in-person but you need a Zoom link, you may find it on the UUFCC calendar. Simply click on the event, and if there is a Zoom link, it will be displayed. You may access the calendar from the website uufcc.org. What's happening at UUFCC this week? Saturday, March 16th from 3 to 5 p.m., there was a concert at Punta Gorda United Church of Christ. Sunday, March 17th, otherwise known as Birthday Cake Sunday, at 9 a.m., conversation among friends in person only. 10:30 a.m., there was a sermon by Reverend Crystal Reichard. The title was Transformation When a Scientist Goes to Seminary. This could be in person and on YouTube. Worship Associate Shelley Canterbury, Director Corey Dowdy and Tom Dooley, Music Ryan Smith and the Choir. Monday, March 18th, 10 a.m., Art Committee. 12:30 p.m., Williams and Whitehill Chalice Circles. 4 p.m. Azar Chalice Circle. 6 p.m. PFLAG Support Group. Tuesday, March 19th, 8 a.m. Men's Coffee Group. 1 p.m. NAACP Criminal Justice Committee. 7 p.m. Sierra Club. Wednesday, March 20th, 4 p.m. Immigration Justice Committee. 5 p.m. Choir Rehearsal. 6 p.m. NAACP Executive Committee. 7 p.m. Happy Hour on the Universal Zoom link. Let's go back to the choir rehearsal. That's at 6 p.m., not 5 p.m. Thursday, March 21st, 2 p.m., UUFCC Board of Trustees meeting. 4:30 p.m., Buddhist meditation. 7 p.m., AA group. Friday, March 22nd, 3 p.m., yoga in the sanctuary. Just a gentle reminder, if you can walk from the back parking lot, please park there to allow those individuals less ambulatory to park in the front. PFLAG Support Group meeting Monday, March 18th at 6 p.m. will feature a video, Ensuring Mental Health and Wellness for Transgender and Non-Binary Youth. And that concert is gone, so we'll skip that. UUFCC Annual Congregational Meeting, Sunday, March 24th, following worship service. As an added incentive to come to the fellowship for the worship service and meeting, our own beloved former minister, Reverend Amy Kindred, we'll be here to give the sermon. We will have an open house before service from 9 a.m. for people to visit with Rev. Amy, since there will be little time after the service due to the annual meeting. Save the date, April 13th at 3 p.m. There will be a piano concert at UUFCC featuring performances by Cindy Stee and Jody DeSalvo. Cindy is the person who donated the beautiful Steinway grand piano to the fellowship. Both she and Jody are professional musicians. PFLAG of Port Charlotte, there will be an art workshop, painting, crafting, and drawing, April 14th from 12:30 to 2:30, that's free, at the Northport Arts Center, 5950 Sam Shapos Way, S-H-A-P-O-S, Way, Northport, Florida. Writers and marketing folks needed. The Communication Committee is looking for writers for press releases and feature articles, marketing and publicity expertise for input to committees. Please contact Lori D. The tax man cometh. The office is happy to supply a calendar year statement of your giving for 2023 upon request. Just drop an email to office@uufcc.org and request one, and we'll be getting it right out to you. That's from Sandy. Social Justice Committee news. There's a button for the minutes from the February 11th meeting, and there is an agenda for the March 10th meeting. Immigration Justice Committee news. The committee meets on the first and third Wednesday of every month at 5 p.m. on Zoom. Contact Betty for the link, and there's a button for the minutes from the March 6, 2024 meeting. Tech problems or concerns. Our technology team is instituting a new procedure for getting help with fellowship tech issues. If you want to report a problem, get help, arrange for tech help with an event, or any other fellowship tech issue, email helpdesk@uufcc.org. The office tried out the new procedure with great success. The resolution on the monitor in the social hall has improved. Pavers at UUFCC, the Social Justice Committee, is overseeing the Peace Garden Memorial Paver Project. If you would like to honor a loved one or friend, deceased or still with us in perpetuity, this might be the way to do it. Take a look at the pavers already in the Peace Garden to get an idea of what they look like. Print out the form that is linked in this notice and follow the simple instructions up to 3 lines for each paver. Include a check made out to UUFCC for $75 per paver with your form and send it to the office. You will be notified when your paver has been delivered and placed by our grounds committee. $45 of each paver purchase is donated to UUFCC. And there's a button for the paver order form. The March issue of our newsletter, Communique, is now available. And we are encouraging your participation. Always wanted to see your name in print? Well, here is your chance. What to write about, whatever tickles your fancy. Sure, it has to pass muster with the editorial board, but that shouldn't be an obstacle. See the front page of our first issue. Consult the UUFCC webpage for back issues at www.uufcc.org for ideas. The final date for submissions for the April 2024 issue is March 24th. There's a 300-word limit. Go for it. Send submissions to editorial board at uufcc.org, and there's a button to push for the March issue. March birthdays: Trudy Gerhardt, March 2nd, Tebby Conrad, March 10th, Trisha Lane, March 11th, Ken Brennan, March 18th, and Myrna Cherry, March 31st. Please contact the office if you want to be on the birthday greetings list. All we need is the month and the day of your birth. The year is totally unnecessary unless you want to give the office a chance to giggle. Check out the Southern Region's February newsletter. There's a button to push for that. Donations and offerings to UUFCC. You may mail checks and pledges to the office, drop them in our mailbox, or call the office to make other arrangements. We appreciate your ongoing support. We are equipped to handle donations through the phone app Venmo. Payments through this app should be made to UUFCC offering. If you would like your donation to apply to anything other than UUFCC operations, such as the discretionary fund or second helping, please indicate so in the notes field. Our mailing address is 1532 Forest Nelson Boulevard, Port Charlotte, Florida, 33952. UUFCC office hours, it's always best to call to see whether Sandy and our new person, Anna, are going to be in the office. Life has a way of interfering with our schedules. Right now, Sandy is there almost every day, I think. I don't know. Call and find out. And there's a button to push if you want to visit the UUFCC website. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the conclusion of the weekly update from UUFCC for March 15th, 2024.